Welcome to Behind the Register, where we talk one-on-one with other business owners in downtown Fredericksburg, Virginia. Find out who's behind the register and discover what's in store for you. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Behind the Register. Today we will be talking with Catherine of Monkeys, a fashion boutique here in downtown Fredericksburg on Caroline Street. They carry the best of the best brands of Tory Burch, Lily Pulitzer, MZ Wallace. They also have shoes, earrings, accessories, handbags. So they have it all. So I'm really excited to bring on Catherine shortly. And we're gonna talk about the holidays. We'll also talk about how fashion stores are doing now in COVID times and see how people are shopping and what they're shopping for. So I'm really excited to bring on Catherine shortly. So we will wait for her to come on. This episode was brought to you by Skin Touch Therapy Spa. We are a boutique spa offering massage, skincare, and natural nail services. Located in the heart of downtown Fredericksburg and Culpeper, Virginia, schedule online or purchase a gift certificate for someone to enjoy. Spa local. How are you?
Good. How have you been?
Good. Thank you for your time and joining us. And welcome to Behind the Register, where we're talking to other business owners and asking just how things are going and just trying to find out what's in store. So can you give us a little bit of history about Monkeys? And you are a new owner, not new, but you've been an owner, but it's been around for a long time in Fredericksburg. So I just wanted to find out like the history of it. And then when you took it over, and then it could bring all the viewers up to date.
Oh, I love that. So Monkeys is actually a franchise. So it started in Wilmington, North Carolina, and there are multiple Monkeys locations throughout, mainly in the Southeast, but they're really looking to grow throughout the entire country. So the Monkeys of Fredericksburg here in our sweet little city opened in February 2008. So it's been here for 12 years.
Wow.
I actually started working for Linda Arnold, who was the previous owner, in October of 2008. So this is my 12th year anniversary this month. I started just full-time working on the sales floor as a sales associate and then ended up being the manager and buyer and then bought the store in July of 2013. So I really had the pleasure of working with the previous owner and her family and understanding the business really well before I purchased it. I mean, getting to know all of our amazing customers and our city. I had just moved to town, and so I really got a chance to, you know, get to know everyone, you know, learn what the style was, kind of get a sense of Fredericksburg as well.
Wow, that's really awesome. I think the most important thing is that you're on the sales floor, that you really knew the customer and you knew like what they're buying, what they like, because every town is probably different in terms of style and fashion and what their needs are, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. There's been a lot of Monkeys that have, you know, changed ownership. And one of the things that I found was if you got a chance to stand on the sales floor ahead of time, like you're saying, you really get a feel for it. And I was lucky enough to participate in the buying as well. So every store is very different and has a very unique feel. A lot of people think when you say franchise that we're all going to look the same or have exactly the same merchandise, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. Every owner and their team helped decide, you know, what vendors, what brands, what size ranges, everything that comes into the store.
So each store has different brands and you guys can purchase however you feel would fit the best needs of the customer, correct?
Exactly. And so when we go up to New York and get to, which I'm so sad not to get to do right now, but it's going to happen again. I'm like being very positive about one day I will be back up in New York getting to see all the amazing lines. Yeah, we get to really think about it. And a lot of times I feel like I'm personal shopping for customers because they'll tell me something they're really missing from their wardrobe. And, you know, as we go into the season, I'll be looking out for it and bring it into the store. So that part's fun because we get to see the trends and kind of see things coming ahead of time and then alert our customers, you know, a season ahead that it's going to happen. And what to look out for and kind of what's coming down the pike. And this season, was a little different to buy for. I know everybody in business and every business dealt with like something weird, but in retail, I had actually bought my fall merchandise in February, up to, you know, this February. Yeah, before COVID, exactly. And so I had anticipated, you know, lots of parties and weddings and events. And I had to scrap my whole buy, just like cancel it all basically and restart, which was really wild.
Did the wholesalers, did the companies understand? Were they willing to work with you on things? Were you and at which point did you feel like you had to adjust? Like, was it in June or was it in May or earlier? Did you just say, hold the orders and I'm going to redo a buy? Like, at which point did you know how to shift?
That's such a good question. So I'm going to start with spring. So we had obviously just started spring here and I had received a lot of merchandise and stocked my floor in that March timeframe. As soon as I realized that it was just not appropriate to stay open at that time, it just wasn't going to be the right way to go. I called my vendors and sort of started putting stops on things. Most were very understanding. They themselves were also pivoting just like we were. And so they anticipated my call and knew it was coming. Some offered discounts and different things and incentives for us to keep going. But I basically pushed a pause on spring, practically canceled all of summer, which luckily had not been produced. Wow. So it wasn't, you know, a problem for the vendor. Because, you know, I'm always trying to be conscious. I want a good relationship. So some of the vendors, I did end up taking merchandise in when they were really in a bind. I just asked for a discount. We worked together on it. And then in that March timeframe, I turned around and looked at all my fall buy that hadn't even been, the fabric hadn't even been, you know, worked on or anything yet. And I said, just pause it all. I want to go back to the drawing board and reevaluate my budget. So this year, more than any year, with every business, has been challenging, exciting. You never knew what was going to come down the pike, right? And
exciting is a funny word to use. I don't know if I was excited, you know. Challenging.
Not excited. It was fast paced. You had to sort of think on your feet. Like, what were you going to do? How were you going to pivot? Like, I just felt like there was always going to be something. And the information, especially with the coronavirus, was coming so fast and changing so quickly. Yeah. That I wanted to make sure that I did the back end work I needed to do to make sure my business was as strong and viable as possible as we moved forward throughout the rest of this year and even starting into next year.
So, yeah, I think that too. I think everything you had to relook at, you know, you just didn't have a formula anymore. And it wasn't just every step had to be reevaluated, even like how the client walks through the doors, how they're greeted, how, you know, and so it was just every step of the customer service aspect and experience had to be thought out with safety in mind and COVID.
Yes, exactly. It was like restarting the business almost from the ground up as far as like what merchandise do we want to have, how much volume. Like you said, the formula was gone. I've been here for so long, the formula is pretty consistent for me. I've gotten into like a kind of an understanding of our ebbs and flows for business downtown. And you're right, exciting isn't the exact word, but you know, it definitely was changing so fast. And I was just constantly trying to figure out, you know, what was going to work and what wasn't going to work.
It's funny for me because I think even like after a month or a month and a half, you reflect back and you're like, did I make the right call? And then you think, well, 6 weeks ago, there was different information, you know, so at that time, that was the right call. And then maybe you just needed to do some tweaks or relax or, you know, strengthen certain things. But things are always, I feel like constantly you're just evaluating, you know, like, oh, okay, are we going to change that? Are we either moving forward or are we moving back? And how is this working? We're also just throwing every idea to the wall and seeing what sticks, right?
And seeing what sticks. I found myself going back to some things that maybe I did at the beginning here, some ideas and some sort of like ground up advertising, kind of, you know, just sort of some ideas that I hadn't really channeled or worked on, to see if they stuck. And some of them really stuck and some of them didn't, but it definitely made it where I had to sort of, you know, reassess. And you're right, it was constantly changing. Like, I look back at that closed period of time and, you know, I see things that I could have done differently, but I'm also glad that we made that decision for the health of our community, as I know you are glad as well. And then looking forward and reopening appropriately. I really tried to make sure I evaluated the information coming down from the scientists and made sure we were going the right path in the right direction, as far as trying to make sure that we needed to reopen. We need to have our economy, you know, booming, and we needed to keep moving as businesses, but to do it without thinking of others' safety is not appropriate either. And so I took a while to actually marinate on how that was going to look until we actually unlocked the door back to like normal hours in June. We waited till June to do that.
I know we had a lot of conversations about that, even, you know, as we were both closed and we were still collaborating. So businesses were working and talking with each other. It was just quite different with that. So tell us a little bit about how people are shopping now. You're open, but I'm sure you still do like curbside pickup or online sales. Do you find that's all helped? Do you find like there's different people purchasing differently? Like how do you find people are shopping at this point?
Yes, such a good question, and you're right. I'm going to steal this from a friend of mine who said everyone's sort of on a spectrum of how comfortable they are or how cautious they need to be for their own personal health, right? So we're trying to offer opportunities for those that are very high risk for coming out to shop and for those that can come out and shop. So yes, we are open, we require masks, and we do lots of different social distancing and practices, but we do offer curbside pickup. We're doing style boxes again, which is something that was very successful for me during the closure. Yeah, people love those. It's really fun for me. We do a FaceTime call after a survey. I personal shop for you, and then we go through, I ship everything for free, get to try it on, and what you don't like, you send back with a prepaid label. So we're doing style boxes again. I've also set up, you know, where you can make private appointments. Not only before the store opens, but also personally with me. I found that a lot of customers would want to just shop one-on-one and we wouldn't get that opportunity. As you well know, since we see each other at the preschool pickup line, my daughter is young. And so I often need to be at home as well, trying to balance both. So I've sort of opened that up. So we've got our website, which is, you know, 98% of our merchandise. We have our storefront that's open. We have curbside pickup. We have our style boxes, and then we also have appointment opportunities as well. So again, trying to span that spectrum of people so that everybody has an opportunity to shop local and help support our downtown and us here at Monkeys while being safe and making sure that they're taken care of.
I love all those options, and I think every business is kind of doing that, right? Yes, having a little bit of everything, trying to meet people where they are at. And I'm sure, like you being the owner, I'm sure there's a lot of clients that really just do want to work with you one-on-one, someone they've known and trusted for many years, and you know what's probably in their wardrobe and what they need. I'm sure that's like such a service that, you know, before times you probably couldn't offer because of just how fast things were going. It's probably so awesome for them.
I agree with you. I felt like things were moving very fast before, which I'm so thankful that my business was, you know, just speeding along. And so I was like not really thinking about setting aside that time. But I have found customers, you know, again, 12 years standing on the sales floor. I'm blessed to now call those customers my friends and to say, oh, well, a couple of years ago, you got that top. You should wear it with this and this and this. It's been really fun. I've enjoyed those private appointments and gives me that one-on-one time with people that, you know, sometimes if you randomly stop in, I might not be here. I might be home, or I might be in my home office working. So.
Yeah. It's funny. Cause a lot, you know, I miss the one-on-ones, like when I was doing, you know, having clients, and now running a business is very different. You know, it takes you away a little bit from the sales. Yeah. But when you reconnect, you actually come to why you're in the business that you're in, right? What your love of that is, you know? So it's kind of nice to kind of reconnect that way. Tell us a little bit about how you bought for fall then, because you didn't go to New York, which you normally do, going to showrooms where they're showing you fabric and touching it. So how did you do your fall buy this year?
Yeah, so I actually bought for fall in February this year, which is, well, it's confusing because some people will be like, oh my gosh, you already bought ahead of time. But so I did go and see it in person. And then those were the orders that I like backpedaled since they hadn't been started and said, you know, let's really relook at it. So to your point for fall, I definitely removed a lot of those dresses I thought everyone was going to be wearing to the weddings and all of the, you know, big holiday events. Obviously, I think there are going to be some events, some smaller events, more appropriate events, but not to the scale that we normally see in town. And so we really shifted gears to a more casual look. We have our sneaker shop now with four different brands of sneakers. We've got Z Supply in, which is just really cozy, comfortable basics. I focus more on tops for Zoom calls and, you know, FaceTiming. So just adjusting those sorts of things, even looking at more stud earrings with mask wearing. You know, I still like my hoops, but a lot of ladies are looking for studs now because they don't want their masks to get caught.
Yeah, so I'm sure like next year everybody will have designer masks, or they'll match, like, you know, it'll match with the same silk or blouse. And like, I think it's going to be a part of fashion because I don't think masks are going anywhere, you know.
Yeah, it does feel like they're staying, and you are right. Like, we've already seen the brands that we carry jump on and start making them. And I've even seen now in this season, I'm not going to New York, obviously, due to, you know, just the risk. And I'm doing everything virtually. And like all the boutiques are, I was talking to the ladies from Willow, and they were saying the same thing, that, you know, they miss going up to New York. We both were discussing how that's one of our favorite parts of the job, and that high energy kind of feel. But we're doing a lot of Zoom calls and looking at, you know, merchandise for spring just virtually. And just trying to be conscious of what we're buying. I think that the fashion industry as a whole buys super early. As we just talked about, I bought fall in February. I'm buying spring now. I feel like that is shifting a little bit. It's not going to totally shift because they have to have time to produce the clothing. But I think that there's going to be more buying in the season as you know what's going on. I think, you know, we've had many conversations privately and, you know, up on these, you know, different public calls, but we just don't know what's happening. Like, we don't know what's going to come down the pike next. We don't know how this virus is going to change. And so for all of us, I think protecting our business, making the best decision. And in retail, that means sometimes holding off on our buying until we're more in the moment, and then reaching out to the vendor and saying, hey, I've got some open to buy. What do you have available? This is kind of what I'm needing, and creating those partnerships.
That's awesome. And that's really a great, some insight too, of just how you're operating at this time. And I think with fashion, it is like before you had to buy so far in advance, you know, you're taking a risk and a gamble. Whereas now if you're just like, what do you have? I have some money and this is my need too. And there are probably vendors that can fulfill it. It'll probably move more towards in that direction too. What are you finding that like people are requesting? Like, do you find your clients, like besides like masks without different earrings? I love that to hear that. But are you finding that, yeah, they want more casual wear? What's that like, you know, again, you made the decision in March to change the buys. Are you finding that that's ringing true now?
I'm finding that's right where we needed to be, you know, and along with, you know, calls with the other Monkey stores. And that's one of the wonderful things about being a franchise, right? Is during the hardest times of this, I could hop on a call with any of those women and men and say, wow, I don't know what am I doing? I'm pivoting here. What are you doing? To collaborate and just have a support system. And even downtown, a lot of the boutiques did the same thing. I mean, we were kind of reaching out to each other, you know, you hanging in there, you okay? Like, what are you doing? Encouraging each other back and forth, because we're only as strong as we are as a unit all together down here. But back to what you were asking about, as far as if I'm finding what I change to be what people want, I do think that's the case. Our sneaker shop is going strong. Z Supply selling very well. Changing over some of our designers that focused on dresses to more nicer tops and sweaters is definitely panning out very well. And I think even when I look at the events that are going to happen or are happening now, the small gatherings, they're more of a dressy jean event. They're not your dressy dress event. So far it has panned out, and I'm hopeful that we'll continue to see that, you know, going forward.
That's awesome. So you mentioned your collaboration with a lot of the stores downtown, and I've seen that too. We're recording and you're going to have this fashion walk upcoming this weekend, starting actually, I think, tomorrow to Sunday. By the time this airs, that probably would have happened already.
Yes.
So it's not really to promote it, but can you talk a little bit more about like how that came about? And are you guys going to have more events where you guys collaborate with each other? I know you guys did a fashion show like a year ago. That was super fun. Do you find that it's also different here in Fredericksburg in terms of this kind of co-working with each other and really like kind of doing it together with events, different from, you know, maybe other towns, places and stuff? Because I really feel like Fredericksburg is special because there is this collaboration.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think Fredericksburg is special because of that collaboration. And I have to say the collaboration has grown exponentially in the last couple of years. When I first started working here, I didn't really see a lot of that. And I think Main Street's had a huge influence on that for all of us. Last year, we had a really fun fashion show. Thank you for coming. We had fun with you there. It was a great time. And the boutiques all expressed interest in going forward to doing that fashion show. We've just pressed pause this year to be safe for the community. So in its place, we decided to do a fall fashion crawl. And like you're saying, once this airs, it will have already happened. But it is a weekend event where all the stores do a different promotion within the store. And just, you know, reaching out and letting people know that there's more than one store downtown, there's more than one style downtown, and that we are a collection of 13 different fashion boutiques, plus tons of other amazing shops, restaurants, spas, historical landmarks, art galleries. You can get anything you want here in town. And so it's been fun to get to know these ladies from last year. And I'm thinking about how we worked so closely last year on that fashion show and what a blessing that was to then when we went into the quarantine time to already feel like we had that connection to then be able to say, and when we got on a call to discuss, like, how's everybody feeling about going forward with the fashion show? And we made that decision together that it wasn't the best idea. It was just nice to see everyone's face and know everyone was doing well and continuing on and hear what they were doing to adjust in their stores. And I think you get a sense of Fredericksburg being unique because to me, it's not competition. It's, you know, it's like community over competition. It's more about how strong are we all together? How's everyone doing? Because when we have lots of opportunity, like lots of options downtown, more people want to come see us, which boosts all of us.
I think so, because I think even maybe 5 years ago, there wasn't that many fashion options, I would say.
Yes.
And now that there are options, it makes it really worth it for people to come because they're not just coming to one store, they're coming to 13 and they're going to find what they need out of one of the stores, you know? And it's just getting that message out that, like, you know, we're all here and if you come downtown, you'll get what you need. I think is great too.
There are times when people don't find what they might need in my store or my store might be not what they were looking for. And I'm like, okay, hold on. What are you looking for? And I'm like, you want to go to Apricot Lane? You've got to try Phosphine. Willow's great. You know, Peekaloo, like, you know, we're pointing each other and lots of people come in and are like, the girls from Willow sent me. And I'm like, oh, great. Okay. Tell me what it is you need. So I think you get this sense of, customer service that spans throughout all of our stores where we want to sell things. Sure. Right. Everyone wants their business to do great, but we care a lot more about you as a customer being happy and finding what you need, whether it's with us or another store.
Right. Because then you'll come back and you know, oh, I can get it there. Which
exactly.
I love.
Exactly.
I love the fact too that because you've established the relationship from the fashion show, that it really helped you through the hard times, because, you know, sometimes talking with other business owners, it's hard to really get a gauge, because I think every business owner wants to be like, I'm great, I'm fine, you know. Yes. And it was like really like COVID, it's like, okay, let's be straight, like how can we support each other? What's really happening? What are you thinking about? And how do we all approach it? But I felt like that communication was there and established with people, that then we could really get through it together, which I think, like, between you and I or other people, like the relationships were there that really supported us through it mostly. You know, we're still in it a little bit, but we've come out of it a little bit.
I think we're in that that uptick, right? You know, I think we all had our days. I think you might have caught me on one of those days where I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know what to do next, you know, that kind of thing. And you're right, I think it broke down some of that communication. Obviously, there's still stores that, you know, kept sort of close to their chest, and I understand that. But I think a lot of us were sort of in that moment of like, this is tough. Like, you know, even strong businesses, like, this is difficult and this is a hard time and unprecedented. I mean, who would have ever thought?
The interesting thing, everybody was going through it. So it wasn't like, you know, one person.
Yes.
You know, everybody was closed or, you know, at some point, you know, and everybody was rethinking everything and everybody was thinking about safety and employee. Everybody was just going through. So I feel like now with every owner, it's like, okay, yeah, we like, you know, it's the why we can have conversations like
right.
This. Talk to us about Small Business Saturdays and like what you're planning on, because this will probably air before that. So it'd be good to kind of highlight some brands or any specials that you might have.
Oh yeah, I love that. So we always do a week-long Thanksgiving sale that spans into Small Business Saturday. I typically do a little extra special something on Small Business Saturday, like a gift with purchase. So definitely check out our Instagram to see what that's going to be. But we do, we offer a sale during that time on the store, and it's a great opportunity to do your gift buying. And get things, you know, ready to go. One of the things you get at a local boutique is free gift wrap and that special, you know, shopping service. So, you know, whoever you're buying for, we can certainly help with and figure out what they might like, and then, you know, offer the opportunity that, you know, to have a gift receipt if they need to come back. So yeah, for Small Business Saturday, we'll be doing a sale and then some sort of little gift with purchase.
Oh, yay. And people can follow you on your Instagram. Can you say what your Instagram is so then they
can?
Yeah,
of course. It's Fred Monkeys. So that's MONKEES. So double E on that. So Fred Monkeys.
Very cute. So are you looking forward to the holidays? Are you staying in town? What's your like holiday?
What's going on? Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the holidays. I think everyone is. Even though I know 2021 is not going to be a magic cure all button for, you know,
we just want to get done with the year.
It does feel like, you know, every human on the planet is done with 2020. So I'm ready for all those holidays to come on down the bike. I stay in town because I'm here. I'm here with all my wonderful customers. So we'll have our Thanksgiving sale, and then going into Christmas, we will be open on Christmas Eve. And the surrounding holidays will be here for those as well. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun holiday season. I'm really hopeful that people will come out. And for those that aren't feeling comfortable, if they feel like they're on the spectrum, that it wouldn't be appropriate, or they're just not feeling safe, they can always do, you know, phone call appointments, style boxes, or shop on our website. We do the curbside pickup, in-store pickup, or we ship for $10.
So I want to discuss this and see if you get this too. Do you find that on Christmas Eve, there is just like a line out the door with men just with wads of money to say like, I need to buy the Christmas gift? And I always just think like, I've been talking about Christmas since November.
Yes. How is it?
And why is it the day before Christmas? Here you are, you know, and you're buying for, you know, obviously I think, you know, they're sent there saying, get something there. They know what I want. Right. And
yes.
But I'm like, you couldn't have come here like on the Saturday, or, you know, it's just like Tuesday is Christmas, or, you know, and it's like, that's the biggest day.
I work, I've worked most every Christmas Eve since I've been here. When I was the manager, I had some off, but now that I'm the owner, I'm here. I feel like if I'm going to ask my girls to do it, I'm going to do it too, right? So I'm here, and I will tell you, I won't name them, but I have a handful of men I look forward to every year seeing on Christmas Eve. It's kind of a tradition at this point. If I don't see them, I get panicked, like texting, you know, you okay? Like, what's happening? So you're exactly right. They come in and they're like, I don't know. And, you know, sometimes I've pre-pulled because I'm like, I thought you might come in, you know, it's been a couple years now, we see you on Christmas Eve, we'll get it set up for you. But I think that's the joys of shopping local, like you just said, is that we're going to know, you know, what she's going to like, or if we don't even know her, we're going to have an idea of, you know, after looking at a few photos of her, maybe on her social media, through the help of whoever's shopping with for that person, we'll be able to say, okay, I think this will fit their style and size range and that kind of thing.
I think it is so funny too, because I'm like, oh, as like a business person, I've like been planning it for so long, but really it's like, I can see them like Christmas Eve.
They're like, all right, Christmas is tomorrow. Better do something. Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, I love that. I want to thank you for your time. Oh, and it was great to talk to you. I also love that your office is so cute and beautiful.
Oh gosh. You're very sweet. I was trying to figure out where to do this. I was going to sit in a fitting room, and I was like, no, I guess I'll just sit in my office and we're going to talk business. This is where I'm doing the business.
So. And it's true. People get an inside glimpse. We're really going behind the register. So we're really getting a back preview. I also love that little window right there where you could see in the shop and people working busily there.
Sneak peek. The best is when people come straight to this window and are like fixing their hair, and then you can kind of see through, and I wave, and I think I get them by surprise, like, oh. But no, it's a nice option. It's actually really great, because then I'll know if somebody comes in, you know, then I can run up and help, or someone I've been waiting for, have an appointment with. It's nice to be able to see out there and see.
I love that. I love that. So again, thank you for being on this. Always so good to see and talk to you. And I look forward to seeing all the fall fashions, because I actually love looking at your Instagram, because it just, I see all the brands and I'm like, ooh, I love them. Oh, that's cool. So awesome.
Thank you. As always, thank you for including me. This has been fun.
Cool. We'll see you next time. We'll probably catch up in the spring too.
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to Behind the Register. I'm your host, Brian Lamb, and this episode was produced by Haley Harkins. Special thanks to Fredericksburg, Virginia Main Street for hosting our episode. We hope you enjoy knowing a bit more about your local small business. Please support your local business for Small Business Saturday and this upcoming holiday season. If you like what you heard, support us. Share, comment, and give us a like. We'll catch you next time as we go Behind the Register.